It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
Touch a ring on your morning drive.
Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Jean's over there in the town fair tires. While I conclude my, what do you call it there, my quarantine
for the
next week and a half.
Yep, the 14-day mandatory post-travel quarantine.
Indeed. And, I mean, when you go into the woods of Tennessee, there is that inherent danger. So, there you go. There is a inherent danger when you go to Tennessee. You are really welcoming all kinds of viruses. But nonetheless, broadcasting from home still, having a blast. The kids are still in Tennessee, so there you go. It's just me and my wife. Mm-hmm. There, and then that's it. That's it. Just me and my wife.
There's this the 2 week self quarantine thing is kind of a theme now. I don't know if you saw that. There's going to be some people who are going to be a little pissed if they want to go visit Disney World. Did you see that story that came out that if you come from Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, and you want to go down to Florida. Like, Florida's basically a free-for-all right now. I mean, it's right. Like all bets are off. You can do whatever you want. I mean, there's no laws down there. But the one law is that if you come from up north, we're going to make you quarantine for 2 weeks before you do anything.
Perfect.
So just think of, like, you're bringing your family down to Disney, which I think opens, like, July 11th. If you have to – you're not allowed to go – until you sit in a hotel room for 14 days, and then you can finally go.
Of course it opens on July 11th. What did we find out last week?
Well, that
whose birthday is July 11th?
That would be Dan Roach,
yes.
Who said that it's great because every July 11th he goes in, and because it's his birthday on July 11th, they give him a free Slurpee, and then a bunch of people called in and said, Dan, everyone gets a free Slurpee on 7-Eleven.
He thought it was just him.
Yeah. And like, I think it really hurt him that he just thought for all these years, like, he would show him, hey, look, everybody, he'd bring out his ID, and they'd be like, what are you doing? And then they just probably felt bad for him, like, oh, yeah, your birthday.
That's Dan Roach. You're the guy that all the old ladies like.
That's right. Here's your large cotton candy, sir.
Right. You know what? There was part of me yesterday when we had him on that I was going to, like, break that news to him, and I'm like, yeah, it's just not very nice. let's let him live in his fantasy land and let him take out his ID every, because it's right around the corner now. You're only a couple weeks away from free Slurpee Day for Dan Roach. Well, in his mind, only Dan Roach. So I did not want to just, you know, why yuck somebody's yum? I don't want to do that.
Yuck somebody's yum. Well, they in Hawaii, like, you have to go and stay in your hotel room, and they arrest you if you leave your hotel room.
Well, there was a dude that they saw. I guess he was supposed to quarantine, and I apparently. You know, once again, sometimes these over-the-top draconian things work. I guess it's worked in Hawaii, but, I mean, the stuff they're doing is nuts. So there's this one guy who was, when you get off the airplane, they write down all your information about where you're going to stay. It's crazy that this is America, and just, you know, individual states can do this, but they write down where you're going to be staying. And then once you get to the hotel room, I guess that there's some sort of way that they can monitor. Dan knows a little bit more about this, but there's one story about one guy who was just getting fed up. He wanted to get out. So he ended up going out on, like, a jet ski. And apparently the police saw that he was out on a jet ski and waited for him on the beach. And the guy refused to come back in and ran out of gas.
He stayed up because, Rich, when he rented the jet ski, he had to give his ID.
That's it.
And where he was staying. So they were like, well, you're not supposed to really be doing this. He's like, no, I've been here for 14 days. And they just checked on him to see when he checked in. He checked in the day before. But he was also posting a bunch of pictures to Instagram and stuff like that saying, look at me on vacation. There's nobody here. This is the greatest place ever.
Well, yeah, in other countries,
you can't fight the lure of the dew. I mean, when you see the sea-doo in the water, one's got to get on it.
Doing donuts, just going around in circles.
Oh, believe me, I have a sea-doo. Oh, the pleasure I derive from it.
Those look fun as hell, man. I mean, I've been on one years ago, but I remember renting one for an hour. I don't know. I think I'd gone to the Bahamas or something like that. I rented it for an hour, and I remember thinking, an hour's just about right. Like, you know, it's great, but I couldn't imagine, like, you know, like, doing it any more than that at any given time. But it was a blast while I was on it. You probably like the sea-doo, don't you?
I got the dew, and we put 4 hours on the dew over the last 2 weeks when I was in when I was in Tennessee. I couldn't stop putting miles on the dew. So, because they don't do it by miles, they do it by hours.
Ah.
And, you know, that's how you know that you got the lay of the land. Is when you're doing it by the hours.
I can't help but think every time I think of a sea-doo now of that dude at the end of The Tiger King just sitting on the thing with the Oakley blades.
The music, though, is what made it.
It was Eye of the Tiger, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it was so great. I mean, as I said, you can throw away the whole documentary, but that one scene with that, like, kind of like chunky dude on the sea-doo with the Oakley blades on with that song played in the background, it made it. Like, it made it. If you were the filmmaker and you had only that scene, you'd say everything else is justified. I don't care as long as that scene is in it.
Well, what you do is you find a boat with a sweet wake and you just go cruising over that and taking sweet jumps.
That's got to be fun, though. I mean, that part is probably awesome.
I mean, it is fun. I mean, my daughter doesn't like it. My son loves it. And, you know, I go out and he'll go, like, there's a yacht. And I'll go, and I'm not going anywhere near there. And then he'll go like, there's a boat. And so, you know what I'll do is I'll just take that son of a bitch up to about 40 and just go. So I still use the learner's key on it because the learner's key goes up to 45.
Yeah.
And I have absolutely no idea why you want to go over 45 on a jet ski.
Dude, hang on. You can go over 45 on a because 45 on the water is
hauling
insane.
Ass.
Yeah,
that's quick. Well,
the learning key goes up to 45, and then there's another key that I've never used that apparently goes much faster.
Oh, my God.
So
dude, you're on a lake, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, 45 on a lake is insane.
No, I agree. I don't – like, if they pull you, like, on a wakeboard, they're going, like, 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you, like, double that. Yeah, and so there's this – it's a green key. It's the learning key, and I've never used the blue key because apparently, I guess you would go, like, 70 or something if you
so, all right, Miami Vice. Like, honestly, in what case would you on a lake would you ever have to go 70 miles an hour?
I have no idea. I mean, sometimes you see these guys and they're just like going crazy, and you say, you know, God bless you, but they're like gnats. Like if you're driving a boat and you're like, oh God, now there's like 8 jet skis out here and they're like crisscrossing everything.
I know.
It's a pain in the ass. But you know, sometimes we have to do the do. I mean, that's just the way it goes. You know, when you see a sea do, you can't say no. So yeah, that's and as much as I Kenny Powers it, I did buy a Sea-Doo 3 years ago.
Oh, those things are great! They're great, man. I'm jealous. Those are a ton of fun. I haven't been on one in like 10 years, but I enjoyed my time on those things.
See, if you get waves, then you're really talking, because then you're catching sweet air, just like the wakes of the boat. Just sweet air.
Do they even make the ones where you only stand anymore?
No. Okay. No, because those were impossible.
Yeah, those seem like a nightmare.
Yeah, those were impossible. Yeah, my friends had one. Their parents, I had friends whose one brother was a senior and one was a freshman, and they just got him a lake house, like, in Detroit. And they had one of those stand-up you know, jet skis, and I could never figure out how to do it.
Okay, because that's technically a jet ski, right? And what we're talking about is a wave rider, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. Because the jet skis, yeah, you stood up on. They didn't have a seat.
It's the Puff Daddy one.
Yeah, they're impossible.
So what would he, it's a picture, right? You remember Puff Daddy? He would have like the robe on, and he'd be on a jet ski.
Yep.
You know, that's what I always imagine when I think of the stand-up ones. It's that picture of him just coming in with the sunglasses and a robe.
Well, good for him to be able to ride it because they're absolutely impossible. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
All right, we got some more news with baseball. The volley goes back and forth, and I don't know if this means anything, but you know what? There was somebody on Twitter who might have given hope to the hopeless when it comes to there being a baseball season.
All right, we will be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Dutcher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Dutcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Dutcher and Rich.
What's up with Dutcher and Rich?
Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, as time continues to tick towards baseball starting too late for anyone to care, it was time once again for the players to volley back another counterproposal. Their ask this time, 89 games, fully prorated salary, and expanded playoffs. That's about 25 games less than the 114 that the players sprayed out of there like diarrhea a week ago. Their want is to start their 89-game season on July 10th and end it on October 11th, and that would include expanded postseasons for both this year and next year.
Would you stop for 1 second, Rich?
Sure.
Because every time you bring up, you know, we're going to start end the season at the end of October, which is originally what the players wanted, or end the regular season in the middle of October this time, I just want to know where they plan on playing the playoffs once we get to November 15th.
This one, okay, so the regular season, yeah, they got it ending October. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
And there are more rounds. There are more teams. You have 16 teams in. One plays eight, two plays seven, whatever. And all of these are going to be best of five, best of seven. We're going to be playing towards Thanksgiving. I can't wait to see where St. Louis, the Red Sox, the Yankees, whoever else, Philadelphia, where are all those teams going to play when it's snowing?
So, John, clarify something for me, because they keep changing this.
Yeah.
The playoffs, you know, the players obviously, in a way to try to, I guess, meet them in the middle, talk about expanding the playoffs. And where are they at now? Because there's 16 teams involved now, right?
Okay, yep.
And it's for this year, this season, and next season, right?
And that's when the CBA expires, so they can't go anywhere beyond that.
Okay. So, and so how is that set up? I mean,
it's a normal quarterfinal bracket. It's a top
with five games for the first round.
Right now it's five games for the first round. That's the last thing I read, and then they go to best of seven. But still, that's a lot of games.
So you're not going to get the one game playoff, which was my favorite thing about the baseball season.
That's gone.
That was my literal favorite thing about the entire season. Was the one game playoff,
and you know why they're going to all these games? Remember, we were talking yesterday about whether or not the owners would get money per playoff game from the networks, and that's why they wanted the expanded playoffs. They do. They get more money per playoff game. You'd get 65 playoff games possible instead of 33 with the expanded format, and you'd get, I don't know, about $1 billion in TV revenue with the expanded revenue, expanded format, where you'd get like $750 million with the way it is now. So you get around an extra $250 million with the expanded playoff format for the owners.
I don't understand why they can't get this crap together. But of course, it's being reported that the owners are calling this proposal a quote non-starter. Fred, unfortunately, this guy is, I know, close to your heart, but you can just ask Cardinals owner Bill DeWitt Jr., who says, hey, we're poor.
The industry isn't very profitable, to be quite honest. And, you know, I think they understand that. But they think, you know, the owners are, you know, hiding profits, this and that. And, you know, there's been a little bit of a distrust there.
I just want to remind everyone of two different things. Number one, baseball had its most profitable season last year. And just also want to remind real quick, Fred, that Bill DeWitt bought the Cardinals in 1995 for $150 million. You know what their value is now?
Yes, I do.
$2.1 billion.
Yeah.
Plus, they just signed some massive television contract like 2 years ago. So, yes, he's not telling the truth.
No. And you know what? It's as easy as what the players have been saying. If you really want to cry poor, show us the books. Open them up. Let us take a look at actually what's going in and what's going out. And they have refused to do that. So, I mean, just hearing a guy like that, you know, continue to cry poor about how, oh, this league isn't making any money, when we, just from the numbers we've seen, not the stuff they're hiding, from the numbers we've seen, we've shown that they've got the highest profit season of all time last year. And as the years go on, the value of the corporation that they own keeps getting astronomically bigger is just laughable. And it's one of those situations where it's just like, all right, I guess they just assume everyone is dumb, and maybe that's why most of these places charge $9.50 for a 12-ounce beer.
Yeah, because I know that the Cardinals did
signed some astronomical TV contract a couple years ago. So, yeah, in St. Louis, I think that might go a long way. So I would not trust Bill DeWitt Jr. when it comes to that. No,
but he also insists that right now the players, they got themselves an awesome deal.
You know, they have by far the best deal of any players in any sport. That's why you see the other sports coming back pretty quickly, because they're aligned with the players. They've got, you know, the more the revenue, the more the players get, you know, based on a formula. We don't have that in baseball. The players have always fought for whatever they can get in a individual negotiations, and it's been to their benefit.
I mean, in fairness, you can't compare what the NBA and baseball are doing, because NBA players are, for the most part, have already been paid. I mean, the season was very close to being over by the time it was done, and this is something completely different with baseball.
Right.
But I mean, just the visual of all this and the fact that they're squabbling over pennies, and I said this last week, Fred, you know, you had Blake Snell, who was the worst possible person to speak out, even though he may have been right. He might have been the worst voice that you wanted to hear bitching about how the players wouldn't play if they didn't get paid. The one thing that the owners did wrong is they finally started to talk. You know, if they just shut your mouth and don't cry poor.
That's what was working. And by the way, Fred, just because you brought it up, I looked up the new TV contract for the Cardinals. Rich will appreciate this. Starting in the 2018 season, St. Louis signed a contract, a 15-year contract with Fox Sports Midwest. It's a 15-year, $1 billion contract.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have plenty of money. Yeah. They have plenty of money. They can't cry poor. But, what he's saying is correct. I mean, the players in baseball by far have the best deal because there's no cap and they can negotiate all that stuff. And, you know, and you're right, Rich, that this is the one sport that, you know, hasn't started, and it's, you know, would be about mid-season right now. So they're at a disadvantage there. But they really got to get going. or they're really not good.
Well, apparently, USA Today, Rich, I don't know if you were going to go to that. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, said if something doesn't get done this week, he tweeted this last night, if something doesn't get done this week, Rob Manfred can finally step in and implement his season, which would be for at least 50 games.
Well, we calculated that because the amount of time that it takes to set up the training camps and we threw in 3 weeks because that's what it sounds like is going to be the shortest amount of time that these guys are going to need to get ready. That seems to be unanimous. And if you do all of that, you would have to get this deal done by the middle of next week in order for them to start with a weak head start over the NBA. And to me, that's like the level of significance. Any past that, and you start when the NBA starts, people aren't going to care. I am kind of shocked that the NHL still hasn't gotten anything together, because I kind of thought as soon as the NBA figured it out, despite, you know, Disney being a perfect location and it making things a little bit easier, I am kind of getting a little more worried about the NHL. Are you not? Like, the fact that you've heard nothing over the past week about any kind of forward movement?
They're Canadian. They're just going to sit back.
I mean, it is a little concerning.
Everything they do is worth a little less.
Well, I heard that's a problem, is that, like, Canada is so shut off that there's problems with the Canadian teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have to imagine that they'll just pop up one day and go, "Yeah, we're playing." what are you guys so worried about?
I find it hard to believe, because I mean, the reason that the Disney thing was so perfect is, you know, they've got all the basketball courts and they've got a private area, so, you know, you can shut out the rest of the world like you need to. But you're telling me that there's not, like, a Canadian version of, like, Hockey Rink Land, you know, where there's, like, some sort of complex that they've developed?
What's it called?
Hockey Rink Land.
I see.
Where you have at least, like, six rinks, you know, like, where, like, a complex where these guys can all practice and do, because that was the benefit of down at Disney. There's so many basketball courts.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like somewhere in Canada.
How many junior teams are there in one place? I mean, Saskatoon, totally, John. Regina. Like, let's go to the Sioux. Let's go to the Sioux where Esposito grew up.
Somebody said like Lake Placid. I went, yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, that sounds like hockey rink land. And they're like, oh, there's only three there. All right, well, let's get Canadian on their ass. There's got to be someone up the place up there that it's just like the magical land of hockey rinks.
Maybe where you should just have it at roller skating rinks.
Put the blades on, man. Man, go get them.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you just put on some roller skates and roller boogie.
I mean, the fact that right now they can't find a location to just make this work, and I know that they're trying to split it between two different cities, you know, whether it be Vegas and Columbus. It's a little disheartening that we've heard nothing. Over the past like week and a half, like for a while, here's phase two, and everyone's looking at you like, what does phase two even mean? I didn't even realize they were in phase one, and phase two is just that a couple people can work out at the rink, but they don't know when this is going to start. Basketball for like the longest time, even if you didn't know where it was, you knew that they were looking at July 31st. Like that was a date that had been out there for a long time, and they're able to finally solidify it. And out of all of the things that I'm hearing, you know, with baseball dragging their feet and basketball being there, like just they're kind of the silent kid in the back of the classroom, like maybe the one who fell asleep in the middle of the lesson. Like I've heard nothing for the NHL.
Well,
like
maybe not even they found a mouse in their beer, and then they had to go on an adventure.
Okay, I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It doesn't stand
but
up.
I was about to say, do you think if we turned on Strange Brew with Bob and Doug McKenzie right now, that it would it at all would stand up?
No.
Okay.
I can guarantee you it would not. I think I tried to play it for my kids, and they lasted about 5 minutes.
I had one of those moments with I sat down with my kids and I tried to show a Miracle, and I'm like, guys, it's like the best movie. You're gonna love it. And Hank loves hockey. They couldn't give a rat's ass about that movie. Like, all right, man, it moves too slow. No. So I got to think Bob and Doug McKenzie, it's got to be a snail's pace. There's no way that they would even want to watch that.
I mean, you know, they always dream about getting stuck in a keg and then becoming incredibly fat from drinking all the beer.
And putting out the fire because they had to urinate so bad.
They had to urinate so very badly. All right, Rich, what is coming up?
All right, so the NBA, once again, got their stuff together, but we're learning a few more details about the following season and how the announcing is going to be, what kind of broadcast we're going to have during a quarantined playoff system.
All right, we'll hear all about that in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What's up?
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Real quick, just Dan said something in my headphones during the break. Have you seen somebody in the middle of the night went to Christopher Columbus Park over by the North End, and they took the head off the statue of Christopher Columbus. Have you seen what the statue looks like now? Like, no. This is this wasn't just someone who showed up with a hammer or whatever.
No, this is...
Like somebody, like, brought a samurai sword, because this was the most clean beheading that I've seen. I mean, it's like, straight right off. I mean, this is some Highlander stuff.
Plus, the statue is, what, probably 15 feet off the ground.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, like, this was, like, somebody went out there and had a very, like... sharpened blade, like the movie Highlander, just went up there and just started hacking heads off. It was like King Aragorn when he beheaded the leader of the Uruk-hai after his assassination of Boromir, brother of Faramir.
Here we go.
But I mean, it just like it is the cleanest sweep, and I don't know how you can do that on a like a thick statue in the middle of the night. But
you just have some Manhattans and look at the blue light. Yeah, then you go out to Christopher Columbus Park and chop that bastard's head off.
Yep. Nick's dad's probably going to be upset by taking a look at that statue. So,
screw it.
I mean, some people, obviously there are people that feel that way. Well, it looks like the NBA has figured things out. One loose end is what to do with the length of next season. Right now, with this year's playoffs ending no later than October 12th, the most realistic date the next season would start in or start on is Christmas. Now, remember, originally the owners had thrown out the date of December 1st, which just seemed insane. And the players, when they received the proposal, also thought that. And there really wasn't much pushback from the owners. I think they were throwing it out there just to see what they would say. And now there's really been no specific days when it's going to start. But I do believe that John's right. I think that's going to be the ideal date for them to get things started. And now you have the first indication that next league year is going to be a little different. According to ESPN, the Atlanta Hawks general manager Travis Schlenk said on a conference call with reporters yesterday that the NBA had indicated to all the GMs in the league that next year's schedule is more than likely going to be fairly condensed in order to try to keep the league as close to its usual timeline as possible. They don't want to, I mean, you mentioned the Olympics. That's something that's, you know, obviously going to happen next year. And then they want the playoff contracts that have already been signed, like even a year out, these things have already been done, signed, sealed, and delivered. They want to keep that as close to what it is because they've had so much chaos this year. So it's not exactly surprising that you're not going to get an 82-game season more than likely. But, I mean, we're looking at potentially a 65 to a 60-game season.
Got to be 70.
I mean, I know that you talked about these TV contracts where 70
That's
is the
right.
magic number. And,
That's right.
And that would just mean you're probably going to have to get rid of All-Star Week.
Sure. If you're starting on Christmas Day, the All-Star game's in February. I mean, you're gonna get rid of that. So you get rid of All-Star Week. You play a bunch of back-to-backs. You got three games in four nights multiple times. I mean, that's how you do it.
The four games in five nights is something that is going to be a sticking point because I believe that the players have not only negotiated against that, but I think that according to at least this article that I read this morning, that it still seems to be something that they're not comfortable with. Now, more back-to-backs, you could see them piling on a couple of those, but especially, I mean, think about it too. If you're a player and obviously everyone wants to get paid, they want to do that. But if you've got that small of an off season, and now they're asking you to load in these four games in five nights.
It's injury.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot. You got to think about, you know, your own health at that point. Unless the NBA does something drastic and allows them to expand their rosters for this one season, that would be interesting.
You know, but I mean, you have older players like the Lakers, for example. I mean, LeBron James has a lot of miles on him, and he's been superhuman for many years. But if you look, his minutes played per game is vastly down this year for the first time. And Kawhi Leonard was undergoing load management issues even with the season stretched out. I think they'll take away the load management fines for next year and let teams sit whoever they want, whenever they want. But older teams aren't going to do as well during the regular season next year when they play the 70 games in a condensed season. It's
sure.
just a fact. It's just the ages. Age on, you know, miles on the tires. There's no choice.
Yeah, you know,
about
I was
Pistons.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this is going to be a case where, you know, it could benefit the Celtics again because
yep.
of their youth.
Yeah.
So
yep.
not a bad thing for at least the local boys. Well, Kevin Harlan, of course, our favorite Golden Throat, he's saying that the TNT broadcast crews are going to call the NBA games from the studios in Atlanta until it sounds like the conference finals. And then at that point, there is going to be a decision that's made as to whether or not you will make a they will make a trip out to Walt Disney World and call those games live, which means that the first round is usually the one that NBC Sports Boston gets for the playoffs. So obviously that would mean Gorman and Tommy Heinsohn and Scalabrine would just be sticking around right here in Burlington and doing the play-by-play from there. But it does, it is going to be strange because, Fred, last week we talked about how there are real discussions about the insertion of NBA 2K crowd noise during the playoffs, which, once again, you know my opinion on it. It's so stupid. Let's try it without it because this is the once-in-a-lifetime, hopefully once-in-a-lifetime chance to see these extremely important games and be able to hear every single word of what these superstars are saying.
Yeah,
I don't know why you'd blow it.
Sell that horrible NBA 2K10 game that is the worst reviewed game that I've ever seen in my entire life because apparently they want you to buy stuff on the game, which is the most frustrating thing in the world when you buy a game for $60 or something, and then they ask you to buy things within the game. So I don't have a feeling sales are going to spike for that in any sense of the imagination.
I'm glad you're saying that because I remember getting that game, and I hadn't played a 2K game in probably about 5 years. And I liked it. I've always enjoyed them. But I sat down, and I played it, and I couldn't figure it out. I mean, it used to be fairly easy to play, and just the gameplay was clunky, and I didn't know. I mean, and I don't even think it was that the game has like outdated me. You know, like what do these controllers do? Like, it used to be a fairly easy game to figure out. Basketball games should be, and they I don't know what they did, but I guess the unanimous reviews are that it's a crap game.
Yeah, and they have some like spinning wheel or something. I never bought it, and I buy all of them. But the reviews were so terrible for this one that I didn't buy it. All right, Rich, what do we got coming up?
Oh, we have more details on Fight Island.
Yeah, yay. Indeed. Looking forward to that. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what's going on?
We have more details on the greatest named event of all time.
White Island is on Yaz Island in Abu Dhabi. You know, just like I said about Florida when we went to Florida, how the commission and the government worked with us there to pull off this fight. Same thing with Abu Dhabi. These guys have been amazing partners in everything that we've ever done with them.
Okay, if you haven't seen the pictures of Yaz Island in Abu Dhabi, I mean, okay, first of all, everything you've imagined about Fight Island, think the opposite of that. Like, yeah. Fight Island, we're all imagining the land almost where, like, Indiana Jones was, you know, running away from booby traps, and there would be, like, you know, tigers attacking people as you're on your way to the octagon. No, there's none of that. Just imagine an island that is basically the highest end shopping mall you've ever been to in your life, where there is a amusement park, which, by the way, a Ferrari themed amusement park.
Yeah, I know. It's this like weird star Ferrari that I don't even understand how there could be anything in it. But
oh,
yes.
Fred, do yourself a favor, because the reason I knew about this, and I'd never heard of this island, but I knew about this Ferrari amusement park because they have a roller coaster that, for like ever since it's opened, I think it's been like 5 years, it has the number one highest ranked roller coaster in the world, and apparently it goes like 100 and something miles per hour, and it's like insane, and it's got this covering, and you're right, it's a giant, it looks like a Ferrari hood that covers the top of the entire park. But you should see this effing roller coaster. It's insanity. On top of that, there's like a water park that is huge. It's massive. It's as if, like, you know, that thing you've seen at Universal, that monstrosity that's called, like, I don't know, a water park village or whatever. This is, it's that times a zillion.
And then there's that weird Warner Brothers.
Yeah, water tank. Warner Brothers, like, still, okay, hang on, here's what it has. It has an F1 racetrack, so they have races there. It's the home of, like, a million super yachts, like, the biggest super yachts in the world. You know, all go to this place near Abu Dhabi. There is the Yas Water World water slides. They have Ferrari World Abu Dhabi, the world's first Ferrari-branded theme park offering 20 rides and attractions. The Water World is one of the largest water parks in the world with 43 slides. Cool. It says it's got the world's largest hydromagnetic-powered six-person tornado water slide. I'm in.
Well, finally, I mean, it's about time. I mean, where have all Ford versus Ferrari? I mean, why has this not happened before?
It says golfing fanatics love the Yas Links Abu Dhabi, featuring a par 72 course, all with ocean views, and the gorgeous Yas Beach is where the UFC plans to build an octagon. No fair! This is cheating. This is the opposite of everything I wanted Fight Island to be. Like, you're putting them like in like the most luxurious place on the planet. You take a look at this. The W Hotel is apparently one of the highest rated in the world. It's like on the resorts, you know, that big list they come out with. It's like way near the top. This is the opposite of what we wanted.
Rich, you need to hear something from Dan. Dan just told me this in my ear. Dan, tell him what you just told me.
That roller coaster goes, because it's in kilometers, but it goes from 0 to 240 kilometers, which is 149 miles an hour, in 4 seconds.
Oh, that's the greatest thing ever. You should take a
in
look at it,
in 4 seconds.
Dude, it's insane, this roller coaster.
Now, where is Abu Dhabi?
It's in
United Arab Emirates, the UAE.
Yeah. So this is how far off the coast? I mean, it's like, I mean, you obviously...
It's 30 miles, or it's close to the, you know, down... I mean,
it's Nantucket. It's Nantucket. It's the Nantucket of United Arab Emirates. It's
only like, with more money.
Oh, my God. I mean, you should see this. I mean, it's like a 10-mile radius type of island, but the entire thing are these luxury resorts, these unbelievable amusement parks, and as Fred said, some random Warner Brothers deal, which I don't know what that is, and it's just super yachts all over the place.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I am a guy who owns a super yacht, the first thing I want to do is go on a roller coaster.
Dude, if it's going 0 to 140 in 4 seconds, hell yeah, I don't care what I have. I want to ride that ride. And I guess it's like super smooth, too. Like, there's no jerking, and... It's like, I mean, this is not fair.
They call it the Santana. I mean, it's so smooth.
It is smooth. Yes, it is. It's as smooth as Santana is. Here is Dana White expanding a little more on the cheating that is Fight Island.
Abu Dhabi has actually created this safety zone on the island within 10 square miles. Will just be inhabited by us. It'll include an arena, hotels, training facilities for the fighters that are private, dining establishments, and yes, there is an octagon on the beach.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Mortal Kombat.
No. It's about as far from... right. This is not Mortal Kombat. This is more of like some Mario game. This is as friendly... It is like family fair of a place that you could possibly imagine. cozy. Not the things I wanted in Fight Island. There needs to be more guys shooting darts at your neck while you're trying to run towards the, towards your fight.
That
I
just
need
seems
that.
Like it would be a nightmare after like 3 days. That you're just on that little island with the hotel. And I mean, how often are you going to go to a water park? And then there's like a then there's a roller coaster. It just seems like you would be feeling very trapped. Off the coast of Abu Dhabi.
I mean, is there a difference between that and going to Disney World, to be honest? Because, I mean, you're really in that complex. And, you know, you're not going to leave the Disney World park.
I mean, I can go to the Magic Kingdom. I could go to Paradise Island.
You could go to Yas Water Park World or Ferrari Land. I mean, there's Warner Brothers random thing. There's plenty of stuff you could do.
Kissimmee and, reaping the benefits of medieval times. I mean, there's several things that I could do. So, I mean, I would hardly say being at Disney World, you're trapped. Isn't Abu Dhabi like a place where you're not allowed to take pictures of people?
Okay, so I had a friend who worked in Dubai, and and Dubai, as you know, is one of the wealthiest areas of the world. And he said, I don't know if they still have the tallest building in the world, but I know for a while that they did. And he said it was an amazing and strange place to work because there's certain laws that for a place that seems so wealthy and so modern, there's some rules there and laws that you just don't know about unless somebody tells you. So at one point, he said that there was this intersection. Just imagine like a busy New York City intersection, and the lights were red, and a man was started walking like a herd of goats across the street. And so my friend's thinking, well, this is something you don't really see every day. So he took out his camera phone and went to take a picture of this massive modern intersection with a guy with a bunch of goats. And this police officer came up to him and started screaming at him, threatening to take him to jail. Because I guess the law was you are not allowed to take photos of... It was either like you couldn't take photos of random people without their permission, or there was something strange like that, a law that he had not known about. But he said for about a good 5 minutes, he thought that he was going to jail for doing something that any normal human being would probably do and whip out their camera. So it's strange. It's amazing, but it's strange at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there. Would not want to work and live there. Too much cultural differences. I'd probably get arrested every day for, not wiping properly or something. Probably be a camera in the bathrooms.
It doesn't look like it. The thing is, too, is that you look at this island and it looks packed. It looks like there's no more room to build anything. I mean, there's all these amusement parks, but I guess they're still building stuff. The SeaWorld Entertainment Company, which I thought had been out of business since that movie came out, but no, they're going to open up the Arabian Gulf, which is SeaWorld's first one without orca whales. On top of that, they're making this thing called the Sportainment Entertainment and Sports Complex that is going to have some, basically kind of set up like the Wide World of Sports thing that they've got.
Again, if I have a super yacht, this sounds a lot like Niagara Falls. Like, if I have a super yacht, why am I going to an amusement park?
You're talking about, like, Hampton Beach? So this is, like the United Arab Emirates Hampton Beach? It's, like, arcades?
Yeah, they're like, look, it's one of the poshest, islands in the world. Would you like to go on the corkscrew? No.
I don't think I would. Look, no. Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future. Right, it's been exactly. That way for 40 years.
Yes, exactly. That's right. What are you looking for there, Charles? Well, my wife and I are looking for a water park, if you would, please.
They might as well have had this. Like, so basically, it just comes down to the fact that the hook is that it's done on a beach. I mean, they could have done this in Miami. I mean, they couldn't have technically because this is international fighters, and the real reason they're doing it in a place like this is
no,
so
but they could build something like this in Tampa.
Yes.
And watch the flood of, that's a big roller coaster out there.
And they are getting their bang for their buck. You got 4 nights, July 11th, which, by the way, is also Free Slurpee Day, July 15th, July 18th, and July 25th. And from everything I see, there's no Conor McGregor involved. And I know he wanted to be a part of Fight Island.
Oh, he's retired.
He says.
Well, of course he's retired. I'm sure that has nothing to do with him trying to get more money out of the situation. But
took his mom out. I mean, it was very sweet. Mm-hmm. He said to my mom, my first and greatest love.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. All right, Rich, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.